This particular article relates to the 1260 days, which is mentioned in Scripture. The same period of time is also given as a time, times and a half a time. And we see a Rosetta Stone for this in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, where the time period for the nurturing of the woman of Israel, God's people, God's covenant people around the world, is given as both 1260 days and a time, times and a half a time. We also see this same time period of 1260 days given as 42 months. And from this we can conclude that the biblical year is most definitely 360 days. This is a corollary to all this, that we have biblical time issued from the throne of God in very precise, mathematically beautiful and perfect periods of time, with 360 days being in a year, 30 days in a month, and 12 of those 30-day months making up the 360-day year. This is a very important truth to have established, and any student of Scripture who is diligent in looking at the 70 weeks of Daniel, looking at how the apocalypse is laid out in Daniel and Revelation, and also is attentive to the beauty of the 360 degree circle made up of 12 30-day or 30 degree segments, we'll conclude that this is indeed elegant, it's beautiful, and it's the way God does things in the heavenly places. He does not talk about a 365.252422 day year. He is speaking about a 360 day year. 360.00000. He is talking about a perfect 360 day year. He talks about a perfect 30 day month, and we see that in Genesis chapter 1 in reference to the ark. I'm sorry, not Genesis 1, the Genesis account of the flood, which reports the time between when the ark was lifted by the waters and when the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat as 5 months, and also the distance between, or the number of days between the 17th day of the second month and the 17th day of the seventh month, that being 5 months, and this being 150 days. So we have a good clear indication that God's biblical time, his third heaven time, the throne of God, the time elements in the throne of God in terms of years and months are 360 day years and 30 day months. And this is very important for us as we seek to set out the timelines of the 70 weeks of Daniel, and also the timeline of the final 7 years of this age. So we come now to the second half of the 70th week of Daniel, a period of time which is variously given in Scripture as 1260 days, or 42 months. And this is given in Revelation 11:2 and Revelation 13:5 in reference in the first instance to the trampling of Jerusalem, and in the second instance to the reign of the Antichrist. The 1260 days is also given in Revelation and in the book of Daniel as a period of 3.5 biblical years, a time times and a half of time. This is the time currency of holy times issued from the throne of God and given to Gabriel to deliver to faithful men. This 1260 day, 42 month or 3.5 year time period is assigned in Holy Scripture to the following holy events. Firstly, the reign of the Antichrist in his role as a 666 beast, Revelation 13:5. This is given as 42 months. And from this we must conclude it's 42 perfect months, 30 days each, which makes it a total of 42 times 30, 1260 days. Then we come to the 3.5 years, the Great Tribulation, and this is mentioned in Daniel 12:7, the tribulation of God's holy people or his covenant people. This of course involves God's covenant people that came into the faith from the overflow outside Israel since Pentecost. So it refers to the church, it refers to us, it refers to God's holy people, not only in the house of Judah and the Jewish house, but also in the wider Commonwealth of Israel, as we see alluded to in Ephesians 2:12. So we go from 42 months to 3.5 years and 1260 days. The nurturing of the woman in the wilderness is given in Revelation 12:14 as 3.5 years, and a few verses earlier, the nurturing of the woman in the wilderness is given as 1260 days. And as we mentioned before, this is our Rosetta Stone for biblical time. Now we come to the final two diagrams we see, or three diagrams we see at the bottom, two diagrams we see at the bottom of this web page. The second half of the 70th week, the gray section there, are all representations of the same period of time. Revelation 13:5, the reign of the Antichrist. Revelation 11:12, the trampling of the holy city by the Gentiles. Daniel 12:7, the great tribulation of God's holy covenant people. And Revelation 12:6 and 12:14, the nurturing of the woman in the wilderness. So there we have the 1260 days nailed down. Daniel mentions 1290 days, suggesting there's an extra 30 days in which God is doing something with his people that is rather important. And as we'll discuss elsewhere in our articles, we have pretty good authority, a pretty good indication that day one, the abomination of desolation, will come to day 1290 on the Day of Atonement. We have good indication this is going to be the case, because if we go 1260 days before the second 1260 days and then add our 30 days on top of that, we get 1260 plus 1260 plus 30 equals 2550 days. And let's move down to our next slide here at the very bottom. And we can see that as we add up the 1260 plus the 1290 days, we get to 2550 days. And this is a perfect time period between two feasts, when they're seven years apart, and the 7 years are between the two Tishri moons are 86 moons rather than 87. Some trumpets to atonement time periods when they're 7 years apart are made up of 87 moons and some 86. The ones that make up 86 are a perfect fit. 1260 days plus 1290 equals 2550 days, and the feasts fit in there perfectly. We come now down further to the article, to the figure at the bottom of the website, and we see a darkened sun and a bloody moon as the stars and rulers fall. And I think we can probably say that this will be when the day of the Lord opens, the final 5 days before the Feast of Tabernacles. That's the purple section there. The 30 days earlier, as we saw, after the 1260 plus 1260 days, there's another 30 days there. I believe we can say with some assurance that the tribulation has ended at that point and has ended by at least 30 days. The tribulation ended 30 days before. So what is God doing during this 30-day period of time? That is a matter of some speculation. It may well be the time when God is pleading with the nations. He's giving them a 30 days trial period to make up their minds before the final wrap-up Day of Atonement. That would be in His mercy to do that. And it also may well be the 30 days in which the Battle of Armageddon or the Siege of Armageddon is taking place, and God is pleading with the nations. The tribulation has ended 30 days before, but God is still giving the nations time to make up their mind if they're going to go with God or whether they're going to continue in their rebellion. And so that's the story of the 1260 days in the context of the scriptures, in the context of the 70 weeks and the 70th week of Daniel, in the context of the trampling of the Jerusalem, the nurturing of the woman, the reign of the Antichrist, and also the empowerment of the two witnesses in Revelation 11:3. We'll conclude this audio segment at this point.